Racing 3 at Newcastle. Matt Benson joins you now. How are you, Matt?
G'day, Sean. Very well, mate. Yes, very excited. Great day up here.
Well, you got a ripper day, cup day, and sounds like weather's good. Everything right?
Yeah, 22 degrees. They say mostly sunny, some light winds around 15 kilometres an hour. So, look, we got a bit of unexpected rainfall, not last night, the night before. I got about 10 mils, but I think it's probably been a blessing because Wednesday was hot and dusty and a lot of wind. So we're looking at a good four, Sean. Rail in the true. They'd had that 10 mils of rainfall and have put about 50 mils of irrigation on. So that's really because it's just been a bit of a water debt around here for a month or so. We've just had no rain. So I think it'll be absolutely perfect for them today.
All right. Anyone wants a last-minute seat, can they get one there?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, obviously a lot of the events and functions are booked out, but, four Group 3s for the last four races of the day. So, you know, take an afternoon off and sneak down for a great afternoon of racing from, certainly from 2:30 or thereabouts, you'll not get better.
All right, terrific. Matt, have a great day and good luck today.
Thanks a lot, Sean. See you, mate.
Here we go. Matt Benson, the CEO. Gary Harley's there today. Good morning, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Sean.
Now, a beautiful day. All looks fantastic.
Yeah, a little bit of wind, but very sunny. A bit of rain the other night. It's done the track more good than harm a couple of nights back. And Darren Weir had a look at the track this morning. And he was rapt. I heard him talking to Andrew Bensley on our station here half an hour ago, and said great big track in very good order. Gave it the A1. Been here for a couple of days, Weary.
Yeah.
Had a good time.
Ooh. Be a fair campaign.
The horse arrived.
Yeah.
Pardon?
I reckon the horse arrived. The horse will be travelling better than him, I think.
Yeah, the horse arrived. Yesterday sometime. He didn't come with the horse. He was down here a day or two before. But the horse stayed at, I think, Paul Fudge's Waratah Thoroughbridge overnight on what are we up to, Friday today. That would have been Wednesday night. Stayed there and has travelled well, according to Weary. And, of course, we're talking about the favourite in the Cup, Pakadali. And he's looking forward to a good performance. It's a terrific program. All eyes are on the $1.6 million yearling, the three-year-old as he is now, Merivee, in the Spring Stakes. He's a Group 1 winner of the future, without doubt. There's a lot of interest in him. The Camerons are crack field, headed by the New Zealanders, Sound Horizon. Now it's Chris Lees. And the Godolphin horse will be hard to beat, and others in the Cup. There's only nine runners, but it's high on quality. And Weary's horse and Destiny's Kiss, Sayed, others in that race. It's a great program. And it wraps up with a super race, the Fillies and Mares race. In Posing Lass, she has any luck, she'll be able to beat. But it's a terrific race for Tibby. So we're all excited in the town. We've had a great week. And the Golf Day Monday at the launch of the Carnival and the Horse of the Year Premiership show on Wednesday night. We had the Beaufort Club with Darren Weir as the guest speaker yesterday. We had the Calcutta, which was a beauty, last night. And now we've got two to go. And on Sunday morning, Sean, I'll set the alarm for about 1 p.m.
I reckon you might. Been a fair campaign for you.
It is.
You'll be cast in the box.
I used to be.
You'll be cast in the box Sunday morning, I reckon, Gaz.
For sure.
All right. Now, full field of first. We've got 6 Animalia, $2.40, 2 Tarsin, $4, 4 Concessions, $5, Macphilas is also $5, number 1 Static Lift, a $6 pop, and 3 Dr. Kimball, $34.
I'm very keen on the Godolphin horse here, number 6 Animalia. He won a race by as far as you can throw a cricket ball at Gosford back in July. He won the race by 7.5 lengths. That was a mile maiden after just being nosed out at Warwick Farm by Naviro before that. He had a break there. I don't know what went wrong, but he didn't race for 37 days after that Gosford run. He had a trial, and he ran here underdone, I thought, on the Beaumont track when he started $1.45 and got beat about two lengths. That was 26th of August, 13.50. His pet distance is obviously the mile. He goes to the mile today on the big track, the course proper. Lot fitter for the first up run. McAvoy rides him. I thought he'd win. Number five is the main threat, I thought. Brett Kavanagh's there from Scone, McFly Lash. She's been going in those highways. She's run second in the last two at Randwick, but she gets back. She gets way back in the field and runs on really strong at the end, but she's got the long straight air to wind up, and she should be hard to beat in the race at good value. Static Lift, barrier one's got to be on the speed all the way. Got beat less than length here on the Beaumont track just recently. I think it'll run okay. And number two, Tar Sin. So John Thompson and Blake Shinn. I don't think it beat 2.25 at Canterbury last start. They rode it further forward the other day. Outside the leader, straightening, battled away. But its form's good enough to give it a hope in a race like this. 6, 5, 1, and 2.
Race 2, full field. 1, Demise to 3.40. 3, Bonnick was $4. 2, Perpetual Motion, 4.80. 6, Balagalliano at 5. Number 4, Lucky Armacug at 8.50. 5, Sakamuzi is 8.50. And 7, Dress Rehearsal, 14.
Mate, this is my long shot of the carnival. I might look like an idiot after the race, but the $14 chance, I reckon, has got a good each-way hope. There's only 7 runners, Dress Rehearsal. Gwenda Markle's got the mare, and she was highly impressive winning a slightly weaker race than this on the Beaumont track here over 2100, a Class 1 recently. Prior to that, she was unlucky beyond Celebrus because she missed a kick by 3 lengths that day on the 2200 over here and made up a lot of ground. Now, I know she's an outsider, but she's not a good beginner, but she's very, very tough and strong. 2300 metres, I reckon she's got a hope, definitely at least a place chance in the race. And at the value, I'm going to have something on her. Number 3 is my second pick. Bon Equus found a bit of form at Warwick Farm 2 runs back when he got beat a length and a half behind Meteorology. See, I think I've had too many late nights. He got beat 4 lengths at Warwick Farm the other day. He'll run the trip. He has only won up to 1,600, but the way he races, he'll run the trip. Domesta, he's been here 2 or 3 years for Paul Perry from Europe. He won his first race in this country at Musselbrook the other day. That was at 2,300. One thing he can do is stay all day. He's been well backed. I've got him in for third. And number 2, Perpetual Motion. Won a race by 7 lengths at Bathurst. Didn't beat much, but then went to Hawkesbury and won again. So he's on an upward spiral. 7, 3, 1, and 2.
Third event, no changes. Now 4, to Hing is 2.50. Number 6, Renewal, 2.80. 5, DeLuther. Dex Luther is 463, Smooth Whiskey 6, and then 1 Good Weather at 15, 2 Granola State 19.
This is a very, very good maiden, this one. 2 standouts here. Number 4, All 2, what do you call it?
Hing. Wing. Yeah, something like Hing. That, Wing, yeah.
All 2, yeah. That'll do. And 6, Renewal. Now, I put All 2 Hing on top, but only just. This is a horse, Sean, that runs second in the Group 2 Champagne Classic at Doomben, beaten half a length by Tangled. Run third in the Fernhill at Randwick, behind Whispered Secret. And at its last run, when it was looking for the paddock on a heavy 8 at the size at Eagle Farm. Trial nicely recently. Timmy Clark rode it out hands and heels to the line, but he didn't do a lot on it in the run. The other horse of the Hawkses have got Renewal, first starter. Thought his trial was an absolute ripper the other day at Rosehill. Huge trial. Ran home hard held by Kobe Jennings. Abdullah hops aboard, got barrier 1. First starter, as I said, there's very little between them. I'll put the 4 on top of the 6. Number 5 is my third pick. Deluxa, or Dex Luther, I think Bjorn yeah. called it. It ran second the other day at Wyrham. She had very good speed after a good trial. It's the third pick. And Smooth Whiskey, it's trial really good for Chris Waller. Won a couple of trials lately. Normally, he'd want it further than this trip. I mean, when it went to the paddock in May, it was running over 1,800. But the trials were sharp enough to give it some hope. He is a Mitzel, Smooth Whiskey, new Bowman aboard, not without a chance. 4, 6, 5, and 3.
All right, we pull out number 3, Feigning Interest out of the fourth event. 8, Lucky Louie, 4.20. 2 Edna Blue at $5, along with 5 Reva Romance, and 11 Poolang Pula, 1 City of Love, and 4 Flying Rose, $9.50, 10 Princess Candice at 10, 12 Summer Solstice at 17, number 9 off the dial, 21, and then 6 Kanunga and 7 Lowland Princess, both 34.
Number 8, Lucky Louie, is easily the best credentialed horse in the race, and she is thrown in under the set weight conditions. Now, just to give you an indication of why she's a class runner, she ran third in the Jim Crack at Randwick, beaten three quarters of a length, or about a length, by Jordar. Went straight to Flemington, and in the Group 3 Ottawa, she ran second a couple of lengths behind Invincible Star. And she did beat Medina de Home. Wouldn't it be a good thing that a maiden here today? Had 3 months off, come back, ran fourth in the Silver Slip of the Group 2. Failed in the Riesling, went to the paddock, pulled up poorly after the Riesling. Has had a couple of trials, wasn't allowed to do much in a recent trial behind Easy Eddie. Got barrier one and came back a void. I'm with her. Number 8 to beat number 5, Reva Romance, and another one of Baker's. He's got a lot of speed. Damien Lane's going to ride the mare. She trialled really good at Rosehill the other day. She went nicely. She'll probably lead. She's run 2 placings in her only 3 starts. Number 11, third pick, Poolang Pula, first starter of Mark Newnham's. Liked the trial, owned by Guri. Slow out in a recent trial, which it won. Went quick to lead, then set outside one. Ridden a lot in the straight by Glynn to win the trial, but got an awkward alley, but it'll improve on that. And number 10, didn't have a lot of luck the other day under Bill Wyong. Prince Candy, sits about $9 or $10, I think you said. Was slowly away and got checked at the start at Wyong. And then obviously was well back. And never really got a clear crack at him. I think I beat a couple of lengths. Gerald's got it. I'd keep an eye on it. 8, 5, 11 and 10.
Righto, race 5, the Spring Stakes. And here we pull out number 7, Chosen Assassin. 4 Merivee, 215. 1 Astoria, 460 with 3 Runaway. 2 Hypnotist is $10. Also 6 Primitivo and number 8 Whispered Secret. Then 5 Dissolution at 13 and 9 Lover Lover is 23.
Yeah, we move into the group races now. The last 4 races are all group races. And this one, of course, is the NBN News Newcastle Jockey Club Spring Stakes. Gee, it's produced some crackerjack 3-year-olds over the years that have gone on to win derbies and group ones everywhere. He's something special, I think, Merivee. I'm sure Chris Waller and the and Huey and the owners think that. Look, just because you pay over $1 million for them don't mean they can gallop. We've seen that many of them that can't, but this fella can. I saw him on debut here back in March when he was very immature. He did get a bit of a tighten up at the start that day, and he got beat about 4 lengths, was unplaced. Chris turned him out. He had over 4 months off, come back. The top win here on the Beaumont track on August 15, slowly away, settled midfield, hit the line good, and the horse challenged him. It goes good to Hawks as legend of Oz, and he battled back well to win, and then he went even 100 times better next start at Randwick in that first race just recently, 2nd of September. Super X beat him, Bogus run third. He was a double-figure odds, $15. He settled back in the field in the 1,300, and he chased really hard to the line. You'd think the mile around here going to be right up his alley. He's got a good barrier. Knew he can put him where he wants. Obviously, he's going to race back off the pace, and he looks like he'll run a strong mile. Astoria, a Warwick Farm winner on the Boo in March on a heavy, run 2nd in the Group 3 Bailu to the Mission, and run 3rd first up in the Ming Dynasty, recently behind Addictive Nature, beaten less than 2 lengths. Now, Cummings James has taken the blinkers off today. You've got to think he's going to go good. 2 Hypnotists won 3 out of 4. He led the other day at Rosehill, and I don't think that would have suited him. He'll probably be ridden a bit quieter today, and if so, he's going to place out. Runaway, it looks the leader. Well, it led all the way in a 1550 Canterbury 2 runs back. Then he couldn't lead in the Ming Dynasty, but around here today in this race, I reckon he'll probably lead and certainly could run into the money. 4 the best bet of the day to beat 1, 2 and 3.
All right, we put out 8, no doubt, out of the 6th event. Now, 7 Special Missile, 310. 3 Spectroscope, 380. 1 Sound Proposition, 460. 4 The Virginian, 550. 2 Morris is 750. 6 Kingsguard, $9. 9 Got Unders is 34. And 5 Little Rise, 61.
Isn't this a good race?
Mm.
Oh, it is a beauty. Look, I'm with Sound Proposition. I mean, people have a go at me and say, you know, your biasness towards Newcastle horses, but it's not true. You know that, Sean. I think this horse trained by Chris Lees has got a great hope. He's come from Lance O'Sullivan to Chris. He's had two runs for Chris, and he bolted in first up at Randwick over the mile, and then he was highly impressive again at Randwick, winning again in July. Now, Chris has purposely kept it fresh, he told me, for this race, 1,500, because he's a horse that will go to 2,000. He won a Group 1 in New Zealand. And that may... He won a 16 and an 1,800 over there, so I'm not sure which was the Group 1. But anyway, he trialled recently at Gosford, and then that was on August 25. And the other day, in between races here at the last meeting, Chris got Blake Shin, his race jockey, to hop aboard for the first time on him, and he galloped him in between races on the course proper up against the rail into a mammoth headwind. He came home the last 600 in 34.2. Blake got off him. I interviewed him for Sky. I said, gee, you seem to go okay. He said, okay. He said he flew. So, look, I know he's got 59, but I think he's going to be very hard to beat here, and the long straight suits him. What do you say about Special Missile? By far the horse's biggest test, by 100 yards, but you can only win, and he's won 5 straight. He's on 54, 4-year-old going places, barrier 1, Brenton Abdullah, and a ton of speed. You've got to give him a good chance. I'm very, very wary of the Godolphin horse, Spectroscope. He was in that real fast race with Deploy the other day over 1,200. He just gradually made good ground in that race for Show County and got beat about 2.5 lengths. James has taken him to the trials again since. 1,500 here, tough run down the straight, bit of wind around. Like he's a horse that'll... Well, he's won up to 2,000 metres. They elected to run here and not in Sydney. I'm very wary of him. I've got him in the quaddy. And number 4, the Virginian. Went ordinary the other day, but he's run and deployed, just beat him at Randwick in the Show County. Was good enough in a fast race. Top race, 1734.
All right, now the Forex Gold Newcastle Gold Cup. Got a full field, 2 Pacadali, 260, 3 Sayed, 290, 1 Destiny's Kiss, $8, 4 Ovray is 9, 5 Broadside, 11, along with 7 Admiral Jello. Now 8 Wangwar is 14, number 6 The Getaway, 19, and 9 Dukan, 41.
Mate, I've tipped Pacadali. I certainly don't think he's any good thing, and I would have liked to seen him a little bit better odds. Darren Weir trained him, and I'll tell you exactly what Darren said yesterday. He was our guest speaker at the Beaufort Club, and I interviewed him, and fair digger, mate. He was as good as we've ever had over the 30 years or so. But he had him laughing from go to woe. It was sensational, the stories of his life and, you know, his horses and that. It was unreal. Anyhow, Darren said to me, we're having a drink after we were at the Calcutta too. He said, I would have liked to have seen a bit more rain than the 12 mils they got the other night. He said he's very, you know, smart on a soft track. But he has 1-3 on good. And he walked the track this morning. He thinks there's enough given the track for him to win the race. He's 1-3 on the trot in Melbourne. He just keeps winning. Like, he don't get any big accolades or anything like that, Sean. And that's what Darren said. He just keeps winning, winning, winning. And you don't know whether you got to the bottom of him yet. He hasn't beaten a great lot. And this is a big rise in class. Darren did say that. But I reckon, you know, the big spacious track and the 2,300, he's as tough as nails. He'll be hard to beat. Destiny's Kiss was very good the other day at Wyong. Joe Pride would have liked to have seen another inch of rain, I'm sure. I'm certain early in the week Joe was favouring running him in Sydney instead of here, but he's decided to come here. Yui rode him at Wyong to win the cup. It was a top win. I think he's going to be hard to beat, and he's good value. Sayed, just beaten, a run third, but only just beaten the other day in the Wyong Cup. Got 54 on his back. He's had a run here, and he won on this track. He's got to be a good chance. The distance is no problem. And I think Prince Lee's is also double figures. Could run a first four, Emerald Jello. 2137.
Rightio, we go to the next event, which is Race 8. And this is the Tibby, over 1,400. Scratchings here. We've got two Invincible Gem, 10 Berry Delicious, 18 Loves of Fantasy, and 19 Barbie's Blue Girl. Big field. 5 Imposing Lass equal with 7 Louboutin at 460. 8 Sought After, 850. 16 Philosophy is $9. Number 13 Perfect Rhyme, 11. 3 Zestful, 12. 12 Heady Heights at 14. 11 Pygmy, 16. 17 Princess Posh, $17. Then 1 Zanbar at 18, 4 El Lou at 19 with 6 Shazzy Lee and also 15 Girls Sunday. And then 14 Skylight the Glow is 26 and 19 Beatniks 34.
What a crackerjack field.
Yeah, ripper, isn't it?
Yeah, they lost Invincible Gem and Ivan spoke to Chris, but I'm told that she had a temperature and the vets... Yeah, you've got a vet certificate. She's not running, which is a shame because I think she would have won the race and she was favourite. But even without her, it is a crackerjack race. I would have made this a good thing if she drew barriers, you know, closer to the inside, Imposing Lass. She comes into 9 with the 3 scratchings. She is absolutely flying, this mare. She won the Group 3 Belle of the Turf over the mile at Gosford before she's had the spell. She's come back. She ran third, beaten less than half a length in the toy show behind Sweet Redemption. And then she went to Wyong in the Mona Lisa at 13.50. And there she got held up on the home turf. She only got clear late. She got beat to 3/4. Probably should have got beat half a neck, if not to have been held up. She'll love the big track here. I think everyone thought Bjorn was going to run her tomorrow in town because she'd been heavily backed in that race there tomorrow. But he decided to run here, and good for the club, and I reckon good for the punters. Think she'll get the money. Now, the stablemate's the big danger, Louboutin, number 7. She beat Imposing Lass at Wyong, but I don't think she'll beat her over the mile here and down the long straight. But you can't do any more than win, and she's won 2 straight. I reckon we'll get a good run at double figures out of number 16, the Godolphin horse here. Corey Brown, no weight, barrier 1. Philosophy. It's got a good record, won 4 out of 7. She is a winner. She's got an each way hope. And number 12, mate, best of the others as I go through the pages here.
Heady Heights.
Yeah, I reckon it's got a good place chance. Long straight will suit, gets back and runs on. Righto, mate, that's the card. 4 Group 3s. My best is Merivee. The Future Star Colt, race 5, number 4 in the Spring Stakes. If I had to find another one, I'd go for Imposing Lass in the last.
All right, just got a photo of the track sent through from Matt Benson. Looks magnificent.
Oh, the track, yeah.
Yeah.
We had a look at it late yesterday while we were waiting for the Calcutta, you know, in the daylight. Mm. And, it looks sensational. Had a doubt about that one. You didn't get one of me and Weary late last night, did you?
No, I think that was censored, actually. And
Home pretty early.
They didn't have a lens that would fit the two of you in crawling.
No, I went home early, and he might have too, but had to get an early night.
I don't know about that. B.O.G.
Straight to the track this morning, have a look at the horse.
Best on ground. All right.
No, it's been great having him here, and he loves the joint. I'm sure he's going to keep coming back. He's done nothing but wrap it.
You'll have the tick gates out stopping it. That'll be all right, mate. Have a great day. Newcastle Gold Cup Day. It is a ripper, and we look forward to the late mail through the day, Gary.
Yeah, mate. Hope we can find a few winners. Thanks, Sean.